Listening Library presents Who Was John Lewis? By Crystal Hubbard. Read for you by Leon Nixon. Who was John Lewis? John Lewis, the 25-year-old chairman of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, linked arms with the people standing at his sides. With hundreds of people behind him, he steadily walked across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. He and the people with him were walking from Selma, Alabama, to the state's capital, Montgomery. The long walk, he hoped, would make lawmakers take notice of the fact that there was a very big problem. Black people were having a difficult, if not impossible, time registering to vote and casting their votes if they did manage to register. They were bullied and beaten. They were threatened with being fired from their jobs. Their homes were vandalized, all because they wanted to use the one thing they could to change the way they had to live. They wanted to vote. If he was afraid, John and the people with him did not show it, even though they saw police on foot and on horseback and ordinary people with weapons waiting at the end of the bridge, moving ever closer to the angry line of people blocking the end of the bridge. John hoped for the best. After swallowing over the hard, dry lump in his throat, John took a deep breath and began to sing a hymn he knew from church. The other marchers sang with him, and they kept marching and singing, even after a loud, furious voice coming through a megaphone ordered them to go back where they came from. Armed only with songs and hope, John and the marchers from Selma continued the path they had started on that day. March 7, 1965, which would become known as Bloody Sunday. Chapter 1. An Early Calling. On February 21, 1940, John Robert Lewis was born just outside the town of Troy, Alabama. His parents, Willie May and Eddie Lewis, were sharecroppers, people who farm land that belongs to someone else. They had to pay the landowner money and also a share of the crops they raised on the land. Sharecroppers often earned very little, no matter how hard they worked. It took many years, but Willie May and Eddie earned enough money to buy a 110-acre farm of their own, where they grew cotton, peanuts, and corn. Eddie built a small farmhouse for Willie May and their 10 children. The house did not have electricity or running water. The toilet was in a separate little building outside the house. John's parents were proud of their house and farm. They taught John that it was important for people to have something of their very own. John was the third of Willie May and Eddie's 10 children. John's 6 brothers were named Adolph, Sammy, William, Grant, Edward, and Freddie. His 3 sisters were named Ethel, Rosa, and Aura. John's older siblings worked on the farm every day. When they were not working on the farm, Eddie drove a school bus, and Willie May worked as a maid to bring in more money. By the time he was 5 years old, John knew he did not want to be a farmer or a bus driver when he grew up. John wanted to be a preacher. On the farm, John's job was to feed the chickens and collect their eggs. He loved the chickens, especially the soft and fluffy young chicks. Other people thought chickens were dirty and smelled bad. John knew how smart the chickens were. He named them and told them the Bible stories he learned in church. He even preached to them. John cared for the chickens so much, he protested when his parents wanted to cook chicken for dinner. John was a good student who loved school. His parents encouraged John to get an education, but there was so much work to do on the farm, especially when it was time to harvest crops. His parents wanted him to stay home from school in order to help, but John did not want to miss any school days during the harvest season. He would sneak away from the farm and run to catch the bus to school. Because many schools for black students were underfunded, John's school did not have many books. There were even fewer books at home, and John loved reading. When he tried to visit the public library in Troy to get more books, John learned that the Troy Public Library was segregated. Segregation means forced separation, as in separate areas and services for black and white people. Unfortunately, the Troy Library was for white people only. In 1951, when he was 11 years old, John's uncle took him to visit Buffalo, New York. John saw big differences between schools and life for black people in the North. People in the North might not have always been friendly, but John could go into the same stores as white people. He could also sit anywhere he wanted on buses. Jim Crow laws. Segregation in the United States was promoted through Jim Crow laws from the 1880s to the 1960s. The name Jim Crow came from a character in minstrel shows who was always played by a white actor whose face was covered in black makeup. The most well-known Jim Crow laws banned marriage between people of different races and insisted that businesses, libraries, hospitals, restaurants, and other public places keep black and white people separated. States from Delaware.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?